We strive for perfection. May 31. We follow Christ in the communion service. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." 1 Corinthians 11:25. Christ was standing at the point of transition between two economies and their two great festivals. As he ate the Passover with his disciples, he instituted in its place the service that was to be the memorial of his great sacrifice. The national festival of the Jews was to pass away forever. The services which Christ established was to be observed by his followers in all lands and through all ages. Till he shall come the second time in power and glory, this ordinance is to be celebrated. It is at these, his own appointments, that Christ meets his people and energizes them by his presence. All who come with their faith fixed upon him will be greatly blessed. All who neglect these seasons of divine privilege will suffer loss. Of them it may appropriately be said, "Ye are not all clean." But the communion service was not to be a season of sorrowing. This was not its purpose. They are not to recall the differences between them and their brethren. The preparatory service has embraced all this. Now they come to meet with Christ. They are not to stand in the shadow of the cross, but in its saving light. They are to open the soul to the bright beams of the Son of Righteousness. With hearts cleansed by Christ's most precious blood, in full consciousness of his presence, although unseen, they are to hear his words, "Peace I leave with you." The communion service points to Christ's second coming. It was designed to keep this hope vivid in the minds of the disciples. In their tribulation, they found comfort in the hope of their Lord's return. Unspeakably precious to them was the thought, "As often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come."